Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. Jump in Tucson is a unique format show with different hosts covering a wide range of topics. On Mondays, I host Wonder, talking about the good things happening at the University of Arizona. On Tuesday, General Ted Maxwell hosts the Engagement Hour. On Wednesday, our good friend Grant Kruger hosts Food for Thought. And Thursdays, Tom Moulton talks about Visit Tucson and Southern Arizona attractions. Then on Fridays, we get to talk about great organizations and companies and nonprofits in town that have done that have great success in our community. And we have one of those today. We have the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus is here. And before we do that, I just want to mention that this hour is sponsored by Diana Medeiros, a good friend of ours of Medeiros Gallery. And she's celebrating their 25th anniversary in business. So congratulations to Diana. And our good friend Lydia Aranda also is chipping in for sponsorship of this show. With us is someone that I know very well. It's my brother, Dr. Julian Ackerley. Good morning.
Hi, Ed.
So we had a very eventful last Saturday when you and the boys and the alumni were singing the national anthem at the football game in front of 55,000 people, and somebody said something about you doing something. I don't know exactly what they were saying, but we announced that you were retiring after 45 years as the director.
Right. You had to go big or go home, and that was really a spectacular way to announce the 45 years that I've been really blessed to have the opportunity to lead the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. And we had an opportunity through that course of that whole week to let people know the important key stakeholders of the chorus about the upcoming transition, and it was all has all been met with great positive reaction.
Right.
So we're very happy with it.
It is amazing that back in 1980 you were appointed as the director, and here it is 45 years later. You're going to go through May through the 25 season, and finish up in May. But amazing run of 45 years. It just seems like 1980 was just yesterday, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does. And when I took the job in 1980, I really didn't think it was going to be my entire professional career. But I'm so happy that that is how it ultimately became about. I, at the time, was thinking, oh, maybe I'd be here 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. And that has turned into 45 fairly quickly. But the opportunity to work in an organization that already had an incredibly established tradition, being founded back in 1939 by Englishman Eduardo Caso, who came to Tucson to establish a dream of his, a boy choir that was based on a European model but had something distinctly different. And he did that. He led the program for 25 years. Jeff Haskell took it for 10 years. Dr. John Davis took it for 5 years. I was hired as his assistant in 1978. And then in 1980, there was a vacancy, and I was able to step in. And so I really appreciate the opportunities that I've had over these last 4.5 decades.
When you think about where you've taken the chorus over these many years, all throughout Southern Arizona, all over Tucson, from the Mission to television stations and churches and concert halls and TCC and the U of A concert halls and so forth. But then when you start thinking about all of the states that you've been to in the United States and all the countries that you've been to, over 30 countries and then 5 continents, it's been a pretty amazing ride.
It has been a lot of travel, for sure, but that's the important part of our mission, is to represent Tucson and Southern Arizona as the Singing Goodwill Ambassadors. And, you know, back in the 1950s, a Chicago paper, when there was a performance by Mr. Caso and the boys, the quote was, is that it's the best advertisement Tucson could ever have because of the fact that it was young people doing a really positive thing. And music is a vehicle for our larger mission, which is to have a safe environment for boys to thrive and to develop core values which are important for their success, and leadership training as well. So, the travel aspect is also a part of the development of the child, because they go with a performing ensemble group away for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks or in one case, 3 months. You're out on the road and, you know, your parents don't go with you. So you have to be able to develop that independence. But there is a special type of camaraderie that is developed among the singers and they're learning skills every single day. You know, just get up and make the bed or, you know, make sure that you're not late to an assigned position at a time. So there are so many benefits in the travel. Of course, when you're traveling internationally, these young people who are 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, they then get a global view and understanding of people all around the world. Just this last summer, we went to China, and it was our fifth time with the boys to China, my sixth time. And, you know, just to have them experience the culture and be resourceful with any kind of obstacle that might come their way, it was really impressive how these young men really stepped up and represented all of us very well.
And so the travel's kind of the highlight for them, but certainly they get a fantastic music education and vocal performance education that is unparalleled in today's world. It's not something that they would get necessarily in a school or some other place. It's because of the professional quality of the chorus that these young men get a great experience in music education.
That is through the study and performance of choral music. And the thing that has made the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus unique is our variety of music. We are based on a classical model, so classical music is what is the cornerstone of what we do. But we branch out into all different types of music, including what our founding father gave us, which has become really unique to us, and that's the representation of the American cowboy with Western songs and ballads. And along with that, we have Fancy Trick Rodeo Roping, which is a great part of our program because it is a really kinetic thing. And when I see that their attention span in a session is, you know, waning, I say, boys, grab your ropes. We're going outside. We're going to do some rodeo roping. They love the roping aspect. Audiences love the roping aspect, and it's kind of a unique part of us. But to answer your question about the music literacy program, what we do in the boys' chorus is helping to develop these young musicians to enhance the musical experiences that they have in their schools. The key supporters of our program often are music teachers in the schools, whether they're teaching vocal or general music or instrumental music. Those are key partners in our organization. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate all of them. And then some of their students can participate in the boys' chorus and have an additional experience that will only benefit everybody. It benefits the boy, of course, but it also benefits the school ensembles as well, and he's a part of that's a situation as well.
Well, we're going to have you here for the whole hour, and we're going to talk with some other people about your legacy, but the 85 years that the chorus has been around. Before we go to break, just one memory. What is one really poignant memory in the 45 years that kind of comes to mind when you think about your experience over the last 45 years with the Tucson Boys Chorus?
Well, I think it would have to be the time when we were in London, and this has nothing to do with singing or anything else, but it's a memory that came right to mind right away. We had a bus, and we were dropping the boys off, and the boys were going off to various locations because we had host families who were hosting us, and so a couple of boys hopped off the bus, and the next thing I hear, Dr. Ackerley, Dr. Ackerley, Dr. Ackerley, Derek has been hit by a car. So I thought, what?
Wow.
So I hop off the bus and I go out there and look there. And Derek, he's totally fine. Everything is great. It wasn't a big deal. But what had happened is that he went around the back of the bus and looked for traffic, but looked the wrong way because the car was on the wrong side.
Yeah.
And he stepped out in front of a car. But that was just kind of a fun little thing. But he was totally fine. But then I had to call the parent. You know,
right.
This is before cell phones. I didn't want to leave a message on their answering machine.
Right. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about some more memories and the legacy of Dr. Julian Ackerley being the director of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus for 25 years. We'll be back at 45 years. years. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We're here with Dr. Julian Ackerley, who's just announced his retirement from the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus. The chorus is in its 85th year, and he is celebrating 45 years with the chorus. So welcome back.
Thank you.
And with us also, we have the board president, Kelly Burkholder. He's an alumnus from 1968, the current board chairman. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Ed.
And we also have Renee Shane Boyd. She is a former parent, alumni parent, former parent board president and a board president of TABC. She's the Kelly Foothills High School Falcon Band director for many years, right? And also the president of the Arizona Music Educators Association, and now serves as the administrative director of the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus. So good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Well, Kelly, you were alumnus back in 68, in the early, late 60s, you were in the chorus, and now you've supported the chorus all throughout these years, and now you're the current board president. What makes the chorus special over these last 85 years?
Well, I think certainly the longevity and the commitment to excellence. I mean, there's been no drop in quality over that 85 years. My memories of the chorus, I started in, I think, 64. I had the privilege of going on tour for 2 years. And I was I moved out of Tucson after I graduated from the University of Arizona and moved back about 20 years ago. And got re-involved with the chorus, first singing with the alumni choir, right. And then Dr. Ackerley bent my arm and asked me to be on the board of directors, and so I've been on the board for the last 6 years. But I, you know, just the commitment to quality, and it's given me an opportunity to also see just how we develop young leaders, how we develop boys into young men, and it's. I understand more about the chorus than I certainly did when I was right. was a member.
Right. So, Renee, you're the current administrative director of the Tucson Boys Chorus, but you've had a lot of experience with running the band at Kelly Foothills High School and your experience as the president of the Arizona Music Educators Association. But most importantly, you had a son who was in the chorus and was phenomenal in the chorus and is a phenomenal young man now. Tell us a little bit about what it's like being a parent of a chorister and how the whole family gets involved.
Well, being a parent, I think it starts out just first as an activity that you think you might have your child involved in, but once, especially if the arts are important to you, you really see what it does musically for the boy and what it does character and leadership-wise for the boy. The music really is the key thing. My son would jump in the car every day and I would say, "Why do you like this?" And he'd say, "It's the music, Mom." I'd say, "Okay." And I kept doing it. But now it was the music, but now he can also articulate and for a long time could articulate really what it meant to him as a human being and how it'll impact the rest of his life in terms of his character.
So, Kelly, you guys on the board have your work cut out for you over the next couple of months. You're going to have to do a nationwide search to replace Julian. What is the governance structure of the chorus, and what is the board looking forward to over the next, say, 20 years or so as we launch into the next 85 years?
Oh, I'd like to tell you exactly what we're thinking about for the next 20 years. I think we're more focused on the next year as we go through the task of replacing Dr. Ackerley's leadership. I mean, he's been a big part of the chorus for more than half of our time, and you know, those are big shoes to fill. But the governance structure, we do have a board of directors, you know, it's we oversee the staff that is running in Dr. Ackerley and with Renee as well. But our task in this next 9 months or so, as we look for a replacement, is to find the best person possible to continue the legacy that Dr. Ackerley has established.
Great. And have a bright future for the chorus based on all projections. It looks like it's going to be a great thing. So, Renee, you talked about when it might just be an activity that you have, but when the boy joins the chorus, the family joins the chorus, right? Can you talk a little bit about the tree lot, the historical tree lot, and all the activities that the family gets involved in?
Yes, the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus is really a huge part of the culture of Tucson, whether it's in their performances, throughout the season or the activities we do and the fundraising type things we do. Our tree lot is a very, I would say, beloved activity
right.
in Tucson. We have people that have come for years to buy their trees from the tree lot, and it's a treasured part of their holiday traditions. Our families work at our tree lot, and we've worked hard, I think, both as a board and as families to make sure that our tree lot makes sense for the city of Tucson, makes sense financially, mm-hmm. and also is something people still enjoy being a part of.
Right. So, Dr. Ackerley, you've been through 45 years, so that means you've been hundreds and hundreds of young men. You've been through many different presidents of the board. We've got two of them here. Renee was the board president for several years, and Kelly's been on for a couple of years now. It's been interesting as the director and being in charge on the day-to-day and doing what you need to do in order to preserve the I call it keeping the flame alive of the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus. But it's been great to have the community support from boards and from sponsors and from other people throughout the years.
Absolutely. I don't think the success of the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus could be realized without the volunteer services of many people, not only our parents, but our board members and an army of volunteers who want the Boys Chorus to be a success. And the time and talent that they offer to our organization really is a foundation for us to move forward. You know, you can't have a boys chorus without boy singers, but a boy really can't do it on his own. He needs to have familial support in order to go. And our organization has to think about all of the things that are going to make it profitable and successful in our community and continue to do, as Renee mentioned, act as the cultural aspect of for our community. So we're very grateful to all the people who step up and help out the chorus in many ways.
And so, Kelly, that support comes from a lot of different ways, and time and talent is certainly part of that, but another one is treasure. And you guys have embarked on a pretty aggressive capital campaign and done a good job of making some inroads there. What does the financial future of the chorus look like as Julian steps aside and you guys move forward? What's the foundation?
Well, as you mentioned, we do have a capital campaign. We are now entering our second phase for that. We had we started this about 3 years ago, and the initial goal was $2 million. Mm-hmm. We have raised right at about $1 million, and we're ready to move on to the second. We're very very enthusiastic about the possibility. Tucson's always been very supportive for us, mm-hmm. but we're going to ask them to step up again, especially to honor the legacy of Dr. Ackerley as he retires.
Great. And Renee, one of the most important things, as Julian mentioned, is boys. And so recruiting continues to be an issue, always recruiting, always, because kids grow up and they move out of the chorus. You always have to be recruiting all the time to get the youngsters to come into the beginning programs.
Yeah, that's very true. We feel like we offer a variety of programs for families that will allow their boys to jump in at any time during the year. We have different concerts that happen in the winter, spring, and early summer, and activities like our rodeo weekend, Wild West Rodeo Weekend, and our summer camps where they can sort of try out the chorus. And we also offer choirs in the northwest and in the south part of Tucson. So we have a lot of opportunities for families to get involved.
Well, great. Well, Kelly Burkholder, president of the board of directors of the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus, and Renee Shane Boyd, who is the administrative director, thank you for being here and honoring the legacy of Dr. Ackerley. We'll be back after the break, and we'll talk to some choristers about the 45 years of Dr. Ackerley. You're listening to Jump in Tucson. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. You're listening to the wonderful music of the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus. A special day, the announcement of Dr. Julian Ackerley's retirement after 45 years as the director of the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus. This hour of Jump in Tucson is sponsored by Diana Medeiros of Medeiros Gallery, celebrating their 25th anniversary. Diana is a good friend of the Ackerleys, and by our good friend Lydia Ronda, who sits in for me every once in a while as one of the people that leads the discussion here on Jump in Tucson. Well, Dr. Ackerley, 45 years as the director, what an amazing run.
Yes, You know, when you're working in the field or whatever it is, you ought to really like what you do. And when I first took this job, I was really unsure of basically what it was. I was a trained music educator at the time, teaching in the public school systems. And I had an awareness of the boys' chorus because I had been the assistant director for a couple of years. But I could see immediately that this organization had exceptional opportunities, not only for the young men, but also for me personally. And what I thought would be a few years as director has blossomed into this long-term career. But also through this, I have had an opportunity to represent our organization nationally and actually internationally as a guest conductor, as a active participant in the American Choral Directors Association when I was on the national board for 6 years, and had an opportunity to have relationships with other choral directors and choral ensembles of all types throughout our country and the world. I also was on the board for the International Society of Children's Choral and Performing Arts, and they did festivals all around the world, primarily in Asia to start with, but then in Europe and South America. So in addition to performing with the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus, I had opportunities as a clinician and a guest conductor and actually the leader of the American Youth Choir to travel other places around the world as well. So personally for me, it has been a real blessing to have this opportunity that the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus connection has allowed me to do.
And when you have something called the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus, you have to have boys to have a chorus. We got a couple of choristers with us here this morning. We want to welcome touring chorus member Luca Ferreri. Good morning, Luca.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here today. And a young man who's been through the beginning chorus all the way through the touring chorus and now a member of the Young Men's Ensemble, Jay Slavin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Luca, you're in the touring chorus. You're in seventh grade, and you've been in the chorus for a while. What's your favorite thing about being in the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus?
Probably one of my favorite things is roping.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's really fun because we get to learn a new skill, and it's pretty mind-bending, too. You have to figure it out.
That's the world-famous rodeo roping that they do?
Yes, that's part of our Western set, and it's something that Mr. Casso incorporated in our program back in the late 1940s, and we have used that now through all of our traveling. And I have to tell you, there are choirs that can sing beautifully and perform beautifully around, but when you bring out a couple of ropes and do fancy trick rodeo roping, it's something that's really unique that people always remember.
Yeah. So, Jay, you're a member of the Young Men's Ensemble, which means you're in high school with some other young men who have transitioned from the touring chorus into a pretty formidable group, the Young Men's Ensemble. You tackle some pretty sophisticated music and get a great education. And you were in the touring chorus and had a good run there. What is it like being in the chorus for a young man? What have you seen since you were a little guy and now you're in high school? What's that transition in yourself been with the boys' chorus?
There's kind of a lot about the chorus, really, but I think the most prevalent thing would be that you get a lot of maturity and you learn a lot of respect by being through the chorus and going through all of the steps that you need to, like, do to accomplish being a successful chorister.
And you get leadership positions and you get to learn leadership, camaraderie, and how to get along with your fellow choristers and how to be a guest in someone's home. Those are all important things, skills that you've learned over the years.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And Luca, as a touring chorister, where have you been so far? Have you been on any tours with the chorus yet?
Yeah, I've been on two tours. Okay. I went to California and Nevada, and I went to the China tour with Jay, actually.
That was pretty fun, wasn't it, when you guys went to China?
Yes, it was.
What was something unique that happened in China when you were touring with the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus that comes to mind that was kind of a fun thing that happened while you were there with the chorus? Anything fun?
A really fun thing was on our second concert, the crowd loved one of our songs so much that they asked for an encore, and that's something that's never happened to me before.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And what about you, Jay? What is something fun that happened or exciting that's memorable for you from your tour to, you had a lot of tours, but your last, most recent tour to China with the Young Men's Ensemble?
That one's tough. Probably one of the most fun things that happened is that we got to visit a lot of places, and we got to see the Great Wall of China, which was so beautiful, and it was absolutely incredible.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, perhaps. Yeah, very, very cool. So, Luca, when you're in seventh grade, where do you go to school?
I go to the Gregory School.
The Gregory School. So when you're at the Gregory School and you're in seventh grade and you're having lunch with your friends and they say, where have you been? And you say, well, I've been with the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus and I went to China. And what's it like telling your friends about being in the Boys Chorus and being a touring chorister and how cool that is?
Well, I tell them it's really fun, first of all, because I love being in the Boys Chorus. But I also tell them it's a big commitment, but it's honestly worth it because it's just such a fun opportunity.
Right. And so, Jay, you've transitioned into high school now, and you have a good foundation behind you in terms of music education. Are you taking music at South Point?
Yeah, I'm part of the South Point Instrumental Music program. I do the marching band, and I plan on doing the spring concert band as well.
Do you plan on staying in Tucson, or you plan on going to college somewhere else? Have you thought about that yet?
Yeah, I'm most likely going to go to college out of state. I'm looking into a lot of engineering and technology sorts of colleges.
That's great. Well, you'll take a good legacy of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus with you. So, Dr. Ackerley, these two men, one in the touring chorus and one in the Young Men's Ensemble, but you have other choirs. The structure of the chorus is pretty robust, isn't it? Starting from little guys all the way up to people like Kelly Burkhalter, who's in the alumni chorus. So.
Right. We have opportunities for singers from as early as 6 years old in our cadet choir, and we operate the cadet choir. We have our neighborhood choirs that was alluded to by Renee earlier. We have our intermediate group, which is the town singer chorus. We have our varsity treble team, which is the touring chorus. Then they go into the Young Men's Ensemble, which is tenors and basses of changed voices. That is actually high school and college age singers. We have quite a few University of Arizona students in that group as well. And then, of course, the alumni chorus comes back for our Pops concerts, and that's everybody who's been in the program for a long time. But when I reflect over the 45 years that I'm here, I'm thinking that probably one of the things that humbles me the most is that for all of these decades, I've been able to stand in front of a group of young men and not only teach music, but just teach life skills that that maybe can be helpful to them throughout the course. And I see people like Jay and Luca here, and it just makes me think that through their participation in the Boys Chorus, they get an extra special benefit of a positive activity at their young age that helps them and hopefully transform their lives. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we've been able to touch the lives of so many young men and their families over the years is quite special.
So, Luca and Jay, I'm going to put you on the spot here, and it's a little embarrassing to have Dr. Ackerley sitting 6 feet from you. But, Luca, tell me one thing about Dr. Ackerley that you admire.
I really admire about Dr. Ackerley how he teaches us. He's very, disciplined, but he also lets us have fun as well.
Great. And how about you, Jay? One thing you admire about Dr. Ackerley?
I think that Dr. Ackerley has a really good sense of how he should act in the moment. And that really benefits him when, you know, he's in a room with a whole bunch of rowdy kids and he needs to get them under control, or he needs to hand out new music and have them do something very specific. So he's very able to direct them.
That's great. And thank you both, Luca Ferreri, seventh grader, member of the touring chorus of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus, and Jay Slavin, a freshman at South Point, part of the Young Men's Ensemble. You guys are great representatives of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. Where you're lucky to have young, quite great young men like this who in your charge that have been a real strong part of the chorus over the last 45 years. So we'll come back after the break and talk with Dr. Ackerley again about what the future looks like for the chorus after he retires. You're listening to Jump in Tucson and a celebration of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We're celebrating the 85th anniversary of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus and the announcement that Dr. Julian Ackerley, after 45 years, has announced his retirement at the end of the 2024-2025 season, which will be May. And welcome back, Dr. Ackerley.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, I've known you for quite a while, so it's good to have you here. With us for this segment is Jennifer Tersigny.
Tersigny.
I tried to get it right, and I messed it up. Tersigny, she's the owner of Raise the Bar Consulting. And Jennifer, you're important to the boys' chorus because when Kelly and Renee were here just a little bit ago, talked about the future of the chorus and the stability, financial stability, and just the overall stability of the chorus. And you and your company have been instrumental in helping with the capital campaign and just the financial stability. Could you tell us a little bit about that and what you're doing for the chorus?
Absolutely, Ed. Well, you know, it's just really a wonderful time to run a campaign, not only because the chorus is celebrating 85 years, but to ensure that we're here for another 85, right? And so the chorus started the capital campaign a few years ago. A first phase is finished, raised over $1 million, launched the second phase recently to raise the final $1 million. And we have some really wonderful reasons why, right? First, we want to serve more boys. Anytime you can pay down a mortgage and cover those costs, you get to redirect more monies into your mission, into the chorus, into serving boys, growing boys into great leaders, tomorrow's leaders, right? And to really offer transformational learning and leadership. This phase is going to pay off the mortgage and repave the parking lots, which we really need. And if there's anyone out there who can help us with that, give a call, right? to provide new and state-of-the-art equipment for the boys. You know, as nonprofits often struggle with being able to continue to invest in their capacity, invest in their infrastructure, so that it's a really contemporary experience. And we want to make sure that we can do that. And last but not least, we are establishing the Dr. Julian Ackerley Endowment for the future, and that's really going to be able to support artistic direction and to help defray the long-term costs of that by investing in the course now.
Great. You know, we talk about sponsors. This hour is sponsored by Diana Medeiros from Medeiros Gallery. She's been a longtime supporter of the Ackerleys and Julian at the chorus, and our good friend Lydia Ronda. But that's a good lead into how can people support the chorus. Just because there's $1 million in the bank doesn't mean that the chorus doesn't need support. For instance, the Pascoyaki tribe just donated a van or the funds to get a new chorus van. I think you've been driving the same van for, 30 years maybe. And so there's a lot of needs. And so people can contribute to and get involved with the campaign, right?
They absolutely can. And so we named the campaign on a high note, I think.
Right.
That says a lot about what it is who we are and what we want to accomplish. And if they want to become involved in the campaign in any way, whether that's linking us to a company or an individual who they know will support the campaign or help us out with a project like the parking lot, or whether they want to make a contribution themselves, they can contact the chorus directly and ask to speak to any one of us who've spoken with you today.
Estate planning for the future, if you know, it's a couple of years down the road that you want to give some money, that's all can be all put into this capital campaign.
You know, Ed, you raise a great point, because there are lots of ways to make a gift to a capital campaign, and we can absolutely talk with folks about making a legacy gift in the future for the campaign today.
So, Julian, the future is bright for the chorus. There's a good foundation financially. You've done a great job of building the musical legacy of the chorus. Got some future events coming up pretty soon here, some things coming up, which you'll be directing through the end of the season. Tell us about a couple of those events coming up.
Yes. Well, being my last season here in the Boys Chorus, I approach all of these just a little bit differently because I realize it's the last time that I'll be there as the director of the organization. But I'm really excited about new direction, new leadership, new visions. And because there's a good base that's already been established for the Boys Chorus, not just by me, but by my predecessors, John Davis and Jeff Haskell, and of course, Eduardo Caso, there's only a bright future for this organization. And I think that we can attract a candidate that's going to see that tradition of excellence and really move it forward. What the community can support us with in the upcoming activities, we have our gala that's coming up on the 7th of November, and that is known as Rhythm of the Night Musicale. It'll be at Harlow Gardens, which is one of our sponsors as well. It'll be a lovely evening, a casual event, and we appreciate anybody who'd like to come and hear some great music and eat some great food and have a nice time to think about coming to our Rhythm of the Night Musicale on November 7th. And then our annual holiday concert this year is going to be on Saturday, December the 14th, and that will be at the University of Arizona Crowder Hall. There'll be two performances, a 3 o'clock matinee and a 7:30 evening program. And all the members of our chorus, from our youngest 6-year-old all the way up through our adult men, are going to be featured in that annual holiday
Jennifer,
concert.
Thanks for being part of the legacy of the Boys Chorus and helping us raise some money. And thank you, Julian, for all you do. What are you going to be doing in the next couple of, after you retire? You'll have to tell us sometime what you're going to be doing. We'll bring you back
in the
spring.
Show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's celebrate the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus 85th anniversary and Julian's retirement. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI. Thanks for being here, Julian.
Thank you, Ed.